Well, this is part two of a two-part series, and in the first part we talked about the good spirits. Today we're going to talk about the evil spirits, the foul spirits, and we're going to give you some background right here at the top, but I believe we better pray before we go on, Barb.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you that we can be in the right dominion on this earth when we know what we're doing in terms of the spirit world, and our dominion does extend beyond just the physical world into the spirit world. And Lord, we haven't had enough teaching on that, and because of that, many of us have gotten clobbered in our ignorance. And Lord, the word says that you would not have us ignorant. We don't want to be ignorant anymore. We don't want to be short on good teaching. So we thank you for this teaching today, part two, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. James Houston, Darren, gave a great quote, and it's, "Prayer can and does protect us from demonic activity. Reading the Bible prayerfully provides us with great power against evil forces." And as I read that quote by James Houston, I realize that he's probably getting a lot of what he's saying out of this quote from Luke 10:19. And these are the very words of Jesus saying, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power." He's given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. And the next verse says, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. The spirits are subject to you." So the very fact that he says it, he means for us to have authority over all the spirits, that they're subject to us.
And you know, we have to know who we are in Jesus. And as we know the original Jesus, then we can know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And John 10:10 says, that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, "But I come to give you life and life abundantly." Well, we want the abundant life, but we also have to know what we're doing. And when we start out here, I want to talk a little bit about the spirit world because it's shared territory. Now, the demons and the angels commingle. In other words, they're running around the same atmosphere. We might say it that way. And some people think, well, there's a lion down the aisle and the bad guys are over here and the good guys are over here. Well, not true. That spirit world is much like our natural physical world, where we can be in a restaurant, for example, we can be in a crowd of people. There may be witches and warlocks and people that are loaded with demons or have demons sitting on their shoulder, just running around in there with the righteous and the godly people. So it's not just a distinct territory. And I want to say this to you. Once you open the doors and you conquer territory in the spirit world, you don't have to go back and fight that same battle over again. And once you have a reputation in the spirit world, and I hope you do have, and I'll tell you one thing, I know that we have a reputation in hell. We have one in heaven, of course, our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, but we also have done enough damage to the kingdom of darkness to have a reputation in hell.
I
think that's a great way to go.
That's right. It's wonderful to know that Jesus provided such protection for his children. And the very fact that I can be in my home and know that my home is protected. And we've talked often, Darren, of when people come to visit us or come into our home, and especially people that don't know Jesus, their lives are full of profanity and perverseness. And yes, you understand that we come against that as much as you do. You have family members that don't know Jesus. In fact, they're rebellious against him. So they may come to your house once in a while, and it's very important for you to take that olive oil and to bless it in the name of Jesus. Or if you have anointing oil, that's better yet. But to bless that house and cover it with the blood of Jesus and go to every opening in that house and bless it and get rid of the defilement that's come in.
We know this last weekend we were in a situation where there was a lot of blasphemy, a lot of rebellion, a lot of perverseness. And we were there, and there was quite a large family gathering. And our Christian friends were there. They were part of this family, and that's the reason we'd been invited there. But as we left, our dear Christian friends said, "You know, we have to cleanse ourselves every time we come over here."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, often that's where you get really into the spirit world with some of these demonic influences, is not at your house so much, but it's at somebody else's house.
That's right. It really is. And Jesus said, "You know, I wish, Father, that I could take them out of this world, but that's not possible right now." So Jesus said in the 17th chapter of John, "But keep them from the evil one." And the Lord has really provided ways in which we can be kept from the evil one. And I believe this lesson on the demonic or evil spirits is going to help you differentiate between what's going on. Some of you don't even know what's going on in your life, and I believe it's really going to be a help.
I'd like to say right here at the beginning, too, that there is a way to cleanse yourself for this spiritual defilement that we occasionally have to walk into or swim in, it seems like. And what you can do is say, I take the blood of Jesus, the power of Jesus' blood, I cleanse my spirit, and I like to put my hand on my stomach when I do that, or my midsection. I cleanse my spirit, and then I put my hand on my head. I cleanse my mind and my whole body with the energy and power of Jesus' blood, and I declare that I'm free. I'm cleansed of that. Now, that is so important to do. And we have people, for example, that work in situations where there's death and defilement and blood and fluids and liquids and all of that kind of stuff in a hospital setting. And we taught this gentleman how to do that. And he says, I cleanse myself before I go to work, and I cleanse myself when I get off of work. Well, you need to do that. You know, I say it this way. If you fall down a mud puddle, you get up and you get yourself cleaned off as best you can. You may have to go home and change clothes and take a shower. You know, you really got muddied up and messed up. The same thing works in the spirit world. And I think about Ephesians 6. We have marvelous scripture that talks about putting on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
Being protected from these evil forces. And then if we look at Colossians 1:16, and I want to read that scripture. It says, for by him, meaning Jesus, all things were created both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. In other words, in the natural world as well as the spirit world. Whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. Well, then you say, well, what's the problem there? And if they've all been created by him and for him, well, when the fall of man took place in the Garden of Eden, then Satan came in and he tried to position his rulers and authorities on the thrones and over the dominions, and that's what we're fighting against.
That's right.
It's not that God created them evil, it's that the evil came in and took over.
Lucifer, as his name was called in heaven, led a rebellion, and one-third of the angels in heaven fell with him. And praise God, we have two-thirds still on our side, and that's a wonderful thing to remember when you are asking for help or when you're in a situation where you need help or assistance, that you can ask God to bring his angelic hosts and his forces to your aid.
I want to say one more thing. We teach a concept that's right out of Scripture, out of Matthew 16:19. It says, what you bind is bound, what you loose is loosed. Well, we talked in the first part of this teaching about loosing the good spirits, mm-hmm. and recognizing them first of all and say, for example, I loose the spirit of wisdom today.
Yes.
I need help. Lord Jesus, I need help. I don't know exactly all the things I'm going to run into, but I need help. Well, now we're teaching a concept here on the other side, of binding the evil spirits that come against us. And folks, you have the dominion, you have the authority in Jesus, and you've got to get up and do it. And as I've said many times, you got to make your lazy lips do their work. So we're teaching today so you'll know how to take on the evil forces and win.
That's right. Now, we'll talk about the unclean spirits in this list that we have for you today. But in Luke 11:24, Jesus is saying, when these evil spirits are cast out of a man, they pass through seeking rest, and not finding any rest, they return to the house which they came from. So casting out a spirit does not mean he's gone forever. You've got to do some extra work here. And the work is to renew your mind, get into the scriptures, and call on those things that are good. You think on those things that are good and lovely and of a good report and pure. And that's found in Philippians 4:8. But you, in the place of where that spirit was and where he was residing inside of you, according to Luke 11:26, then you go and replace that with the Word of God, and you ask Holy Spirit to replace it with wisdom and knowledge and understanding and counsel and might. Here in Luke 11:26, this spirit, even though you've swept it clean, you have been delivered of this spirit, he goes and takes along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Well, Darren, I believe we've seen that in this world. We've seen people that have been delivered, and then we go, come again and a year later, and they're worse than they were before. That's because they did not renew their mind. They did not walk with God. They just turned around and thought that they were free when they weren't.
Well, I tell you, I believe they were free temporarily, mm-hmm. but in their spiritual ignorance and probably a lack of teaching, as you say, they left that room empty.
Yes.
And seven spirits worse than the first, in other words, a multiplied problem, they came back and moved in, finding the room swept clean while they said, hooray, you know, we got a place to stay. Mm-hmm. You have to be vigilant, And nature doesn't tolerate a vacuum, nor does the spirit world.
That's good.
So
yes.
You have to put the good spirits in the place of where you just, for example, if you kicked out a spirit of perversion,